This is KLCC. I'm Dorothy Velasco with the Ashland Theater Review. Before I recently went to the spring opening of the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland, I had never seen a play about a Cambodian rock band. I had never even given a thought to Cambodian rock. But rock was thriving before Pol Pot took control of the country in 1975 and sought to eliminate all signs of education and culture. His way of destroying music was simple: kill all the musicians. A new play by Lauren Yee, Cambodian rock band, recounts the country's brutal history with dark humor, chilling intelligence, and a slew of throbbing songs, many of them written by the L.A. group Dengue Fever. As directed by Chai Yu, the superb actors also play instruments and sing the songs as they jump through time. The band's psychedelic surf music expresses a range of emotions from elation to rage. In the beginning, we are greeted by a slick, high-fashion MC played by the dazzling Daisuke Tsuji. He warns us of surprises, some pleasant and some horrific. Soon we meet Neri, a young Cambodian-American working for a human rights organization in Phnom Penh in 2008. She's gathering evidence against a war criminal who ran one of the country's most deadly prisons. When her cheerful, friendly father shows up unexpectedly, all the way from Massachusetts, the plot turns topsy-turvy. Father and daughter are a mystery to each other. Joe Nyo as dad is a marvel, as is Brooke Ishibashi as both Neri and a powerful rock singer. The tragic past will be revealed, and not even the good guys escape with clean hands. Cambodian rock band is my top pick for the spring season. This is Dorothy Velasco with KLCC's Ashland Theater Review.